Hi. You know, a lot of people ask us, what does it take to create an extraordinary business? So what I thought I'd do today is take you through a little checklist of what you need to do if you really want to build a absolutely fabulously performing enterprise. Now, this list is not totally comprehensive. The reality is there's probably 20 or 30 things you need to do, but I've summed up what I think are some of the most critical elements of having a high-grade business. So listen to the checklist, write it down, and then compare yourself and your business to each of the points on the checklist. And I think you're going to find it very, very valuable. So the first thing you need if you want a fantastic business is you need to be clear about your company's one-year goals and three-year goals. So you need to know in the next 12 months, what is it precisely that we need to do to build an excellent business? And then what's our three-year vision for where we want the business to be? I personally don't think you should go further than 3 years, because in today's society we're changing so much and circumstances are constantly evolving. So 3 years is, for now, about the limit of what I think you should really be thinking about. But you also need those one-year goals to put yourself under a bit of pressure to get stuff done. The next thing you need in a outstanding business is you need to have developed strong reasons why someone should buy your product. It is absolutely amazing to me and the other coaches of the Fortune Institute when we coach entrepreneurs of all different industries, and many of them are not super clear about why someone should buy from them. You've got to come up with genuine reasons, between 3 and 7 reasons, why someone should purchase from you. And you've got to make sure all your salespeople and all your staff, and you in particular, are crystal clear about that, so that when someone says, hey, why should I buy your product versus anybody else's, you go, this reason, this reason, this reason, this reason. Now, very few entrepreneurs are that clear about the reasons why someone should buy from them. And as a result, they're not as persuasive, and the amount of money they earn is much less. The third thing you need, and you should put on your checklist for an excellent business, is you need to have an effective lead generation system. Once again, if we're coaching entrepreneurs, we often hear that their main source of business is referrals or their reputation. Now, that's fantastic that you have a good reputation, but the reality is, if you had a powerful marketing system as well that was week after week bringing you in genuine potential customers, well, you'd be a lot richer than you are today. So you really need to work on developing that lead generation system. The fourth thing you need is a powerful sales presentation that converts those leads to clients, so that when they talk to one of your staff members, or they come in for a presentation, or that you go to them, you've got a powerful, compelling presentation on why you're better than the rest and why they should write you a check. A lot of people have got a great product, but they don't have a great sales presentation that wraps around that product. Next up on your checklist for creating an awesome business is you want to have a high caliber team around you. Again, we see so many entrepreneurs who really are just carrying the whole ship themselves, and they have not taken the time to make sure that they have at least 2, 3, 4 people around them who are absolutely awesome. Now, unless you develop them, and I'm not saying it's easy to cultivate, but unless you develop players that you actually think are excellent, well, then obviously the growth of your business is going to be greatly limited. Two more for your checklist is base your business around checklists. So you should have a whole series of checklists for each part of your business, so that all of your staff know what to do when X, Y, Z happens, and you have clear procedures for each important part of your business. By basing your business on checklists, you'll find it becomes far more effective. And finally, for now, to create an awesome business, make sure that you have a system to monitor and maintain your relationships with clients. So a lot of us are always looking for the new client, the new customer, and we forget to maintain good relationships with our current clients. But the truth is, it's the current clients that are often the easiest source of extra income for you. And if you can retain clients, well, then you can build enormous wealth in your business. So I hope that checklist has been helpful for you. Have a think about that. Just compare your business to that checklist and say, okay, what are the areas I'm strong at and what are the areas I need to improve? If you do that, I think within about 20 minutes, you're going to have a whole series of ideas for how you can take your business to another level.